What? Why are you standing around singing when we're due at the club at 7:30? You know it's my big night. I can't be late. Now, for crying out loud, would you put on my tie? Hurry, 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 hurry!
Walter, you are on the verge of a nervous breakdown. And for what? Some dumb trophy you're getting at your country club.
Hold it, Maud. There is no such thing as a dumb trophy. I wanted to point that out to you before you made a complete fool of yourself.
Carol, can you imagine getting this excited because you're voted most improved golfer of the month?
Okay, Mrs. Ipsy Pipsy. Doesn't sound like much to you, but only 12 men a year win that trophy.
Walter, Mother's very proud of you. She just doesn't like going to those country club dinners.
Oh, I love going to the country club dinners. I just wish they didn't serve food.
The club's doing the best they can. I told you we lost our old chef.
Has anybody looked in the clam chowder?
No. Let's stop standing around criticizing the food and get dressed.
Walter, you are the one who isn't dressed.
Yes, but I'm not criticizing the food.
I'll get it.
Hi, hon. Oh, hi, Maud.
Hello, Andy.
Hey, Carol, we better step on it. If we don't get there by 9, the lodge won't hold the reservation.
Honey, I want you and Carol to just have a wonderful time this weekend. You hear?
Oh, we will.
Honey, if you'll take the suitcases, I'll be there in a minute.
Okay. Bye, Maud.
Bye. Oh, and again, Andy, have a wonderful time.
Oh, it's going to be sensational. The Lake Louise Lodge is the most romantic spot for lovers in the entire...
Andy, have a wonderful time, but don't tell me about it.
Andy, suitcase.
Oh, right, right.
Mother, will you do me a favor when Philip gets home? Give him this note and this $10.
Darling, off on a business trip? Miss you, Mother.
Mother.
Business trip?
Don't start, Mother.
Carol, why do you act as if you and Andy are going away for a dirty weekend?
We are.
Carol!
That's the way most people think of it.
Well, you don't, and I don't. Now, sit down.
Mother, Andy's waiting.
Andy will wait.
Yeah.
Don't get cute. Now, why do you have to tell him that you're off on a business trip? Do you realize that on his next birthday, Philip is going to be 15 years old?
I know that, Mother. It's just that when Andy and I started going on these weekends, I felt Philip was too young to understand. And I haven't gotten around to straightening it out.
Well, I think you should. Honey, don't let that baby face fool you. He is a very mature young man. Remember, honey, he's your son. He was raised by an intelligent, sensitive, thoroughly understanding grandmother.
You raised him? Where was I?
Most of the time, off on your dirty weekends. Oh, really, honey? Don't you think it's time to be honest with Philip?
Yes, Mother, you're right. I agree with everything you've said. I owe it to him to be honest. And believe me, if he were here, I would tell him the truth. Hi! Sam, I had to pick up some books from the library.
Honey, you're just in time.
Goodbye, darling.
Carol, isn't there something that we both agreed you owe Philip?
You're right, Mother. Philip... Here's $10, dear. Have a nice weekend.
Just a minute. Philip. Philip, I think that you are old enough to understand a meaningful relationship between a man and a woman. Well, your mother and Andy have had this kind of relationship for quite some time now, and people who feel this way about each other, well, they have the need to be together and express those feelings. So, this weekend, your mother and Andy are going away on a... they're going away on a...
Another phony business trip.
Right.
You've known about this? Well, Andy's a great guy. And my grandma says you and Andy have a meaningful relationship. Besides, you've been going on these weekends for over a year. Honey, why didn't you say anything? I thought the $10 was hush money.
Oh, Well, I would say we have done a very good job with this young man.
Well, I guess we have. Thanks, Mother. Thanks, babe. Bye.
Goodbye, honey.
Oh, Philip, Philip, I'm so proud of you. You've accepted the situation in a very mature manner, and I think you deserve a little something extra as a reward.
Only $5?
I don't have any guilt. I'm married to Walter. Honey, we'll be home about midnight. I'm sorry you can't come with us.
Oh, don't worry about me, Grandma. Sam's coming over. We're going to study tonight.
Oh, great. Listen, I have an idea. How would you like to have Sam spend the night?
Hey, that'd be great.
Terrific. There's ice cream in the freezer. You can make some popcorn. Have I ever met Sam?
Oh, yeah, last week at the basketball game.
I don't think I remember him.
Walter! I want you to listen to my acceptance speech.
Walter! Get dressed!
Well, just listen. First they introduce me. Then there's big applause. I'm very popular. A lot of people at the club say I remind them of Clark Gable.
A lot of people at the club are drunk, Walter. Now, come on, bird legs. Go and get your pants on.
You know, Grandma, maybe you better ask Sam's parents.
Oh.
It would sound better if the invitation came from you.
That's a very good idea.
Oh, they won't be home yet, so you could just leave a message on their answering machine. Here, wait for the beep.
Wait for the beep. Hello. This is Maud Findlay. Your Sam is coming over to study with my grandson, Philip, and I thought since Philip has bunk beds, well, it might be nice if Sam spent the night. Come in!
Hi!
Oh, Vivian, you look beautiful! Oh, I wasn't talking to you, Machine. This is my friend Vivian. Actually, she's my closest friend. What am I doing?
Well, you look beautiful, too.
Hello, Philip.
Hi.
Well, what are you up to tonight?
My friend Sam's coming over to spend the night, and we have to study for an exam.
Now, there's the kind of boy that renews your faith in the younger generation. He's going to stay home and study, even though his mother's away working hard on a business trip.
It's not a business trip. Boy, Dr. Harmon, you're living in a fool's paradise.
Philip, not in front of the KID.
Right.
They told him about Carol and Andy. Well, Marty, I see you're poisoning this boy's mind with your liberated view on you know what.
It's all right, Dr. Harmon. We're learning about sex in school.
Does your teacher know about this?
Arthur, he is talking about sex education. Arthur, times have changed. It's no longer a subject that's only mentioned in whispers.
Well, I think it's disgusting. And there's entirely too much talk about it. I mean, that's the whole problem. Everybody talks about sex, but nobody does anything about it.
Arthur, you do the best you can.
Well, let's get going. Why is everyone standing around? Come on, come on! I want to get my trophy! We don't want to be late. They may run out of chicken a la king.
Oh, I love that.
Honey, you and Sam have a wonderful night. See you later.
Come on, Mom!
I'm coming. Oh, now listen, Philip. I don't want you messing up the kitchen. And I want you to keep this door locked. Do not let in any strangers.
Hi,
and another thing.
I'm Sam.
Oh, come on in, Sam. You'll be spending the night. I left a message with your friend. And Philip, I expect both of you in bed by 11:30. Philip, open the door. Philip. Walter, it's obvious you're going to have to speak to Philip.
Maud, why don't we just send the girl home? I have to get to the club. It would kill me if Arthur accepted the trophy for me.
Walter, Philip needs the guidance of a father figure. Now, he worships you. He respects you. So it's obvious that you have to be the one to explain to him the difference between his mother going off for a weekend with Andy and his having a girl spend the night here.
All right. But what is the difference?
Walter, if I knew, would I send a dummy like you in there? Grandpa wants to talk to you.
Sure, Grandpa.
Philip,
There are some things a boy ought to know.
Walter, don't call him a boy. He's practically a man.
Philip, listen. You're practically a man now.
Maybe you shouldn't say that and get his hopes up. Boy is better.
Well, why don't you tell him?
Walter, you're doing fine.
Okay. Philip,
ask him what he would think of adults who would let a girl spend the night at a boy's house.
Philip, what would you think of adults who would let a girl spend the night at a boy's house?
I'd say they're really understanding, enlightened, and liberated.
Walter, don't you think you've done enough damage? Look, Philip, let me explain. You see, at your age, having a girl spend the night is totally inappropriate. I mean, it is something that is both psychologically unsuitable and socially unacceptable. And on top of that, Philip, it is morally wrong.
Why?
But?
Why?
Why?
Why is it wrong for Sam and me and okay for Mom and Andy?
I'm going to hit him.
Sure. When in doubt, hit a kid.
I'm sorry, honey. I didn't mean to lose my temper.
Yeah, but I know what it means when you say that. It means you don't have an answer. I know you can't prove to me that morals are for kids and that messing around is for adults. So I won't embarrass you any further.
I really want to hit him.
Maud! Maud, my father always told me that often the rage in the midst of the midnight storm. But in the calm of the morning, the banks dry out under the kindness of the sun.
Now I want to hit you.
He sharpened knives for a living.
Listen to me, Philip. I admit I don't have all the answers, but I do know this. Until you are old enough, you simply have to play by our rules. But honey, at least give me credit for one thing. I've always been honest with you. I'm afraid Sam is going to have to go home. Sam, you can come out of the den now.
Thank you, Mrs. Findlay.
Oh, Sam. Sam, you know something? You remind me so much of myself when I was your age. So I imagine you were listening at the door and I don't have to fill you in on the conversation.
Oh, I didn't have to listen at the door. Your voice carried right over the television show I was watching.
What were you watching?
The World at War.
Hello?
Yo, what's up?
Nothing, B. Just watching the game, having a bud. What's up with you?
Nothing. Watching the game, having a bud.
True, true.
What's up?
What's up?
Yo, who's that?
Yo, pick up the phone.
Hello?
What's up?
What's up? Yo, where's Dookie?
Yo, Dookie!
Yo.
What's up?
What's up?
Hold on.
Where'd you?
So, what's up, B?
Watching the game, having a bud.